BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right up to the top fights in UFC and MMA and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. Streaming live here on a Wednesday night normally means we don't have anything else going on and your attention isn't divided. If you are here joining us live on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter as we stream live 7:30 Eastern every Wednesday, we appreciate you for joining us. Today just happened to be a little different. The NBA decided that they were going to host a Wednesday night first round draft, to which our Washington Wizards had the second overall pick, and me, Nostradamus, put our very own number two pick already in the image for us, Alex Sarr. Now, full disclosure, they are a secondary team for me. I don't even think they're a secondary team for Trev. He just kind of pays attention to all basketball. He might put the fever with Caitlin Clark over the Wizards at this point. But Stoner is a big fan of the Washington Wizards. So how do you feel about this pick here with Alex Sarr, another European talent that Washington is picking up here, seven-footer, great handles, kind of all the rage when it comes to this new age. I mean, you got Chet Holmgren, you got Wimby. These guys who are big, who can handle the ball, is kind of where teams are going. But a lot of unknown here with Alex Sarr. So what are you feeling?
I'm not a big fan of Alex Sarr, unfortunately. I think he's probably going to be okay, but I just don't like taking such young guys who haven't proven anything. I mean, the guy averaged like 10 points a game for his team in France. What does that mean? So I'm just not a big fan. Obviously, they're looking at the upside. They're looking at his potential. He's 7 feet. He's got a 7'4" wingspan and all this. And he's going to be excellent defensively. But he can't shoot a lick right now. And guys can develop a shot. I get that. It takes a lot of hard work to do that. And that's one thing you can develop. You can't develop 7 feet. You can't develop 7'4" wingspan. You can't do all of that, right? That's natural. Mm-hmm. So he's got that going for him. But I was a Reed Shepherd guy. I'm sorry, I was a Reed Shepherd guy all the way. This is a guy who is the best shooter in the draft since Steph Curry. This is a guy who went to the combine and jumped a ridiculous, I believe he had a 42-inch vertical. So he's an athlete too. An athlete and a shooter. I think he's going to be a stud.
And he did go third, by the way, to Houston.
He went third to Houston. And I don't know, man. I like Shepherd over Sarr, but I don't even like what's going on with the Wizards right now. I don't like anything that they're doing. We do this whole thing always. You know, these guys are smarter. And in Will Dawkins, we trust, that came from the Oklahoma City system, and that's how Oklahoma
City he's already doing the Oklahoma City system of just get picks, right? They traded away who I thought was Washington's best player in Denny.
He was their best player last year for sure.
And
the problem I have with
several picks.
The problem I have with trading Avdija is, first of all, I don't really have a problem trading anybody, except when you take a guy who you drafted, he was in year four, and he took that leap that you want a guy to take a leap. He took that leap. He had a 40-point game. He improved his shooting. He improved his ball handling. He improved in every way. He just signed a contract. He's not even in the new contract yet. and they traded him away. He's 23 years old, and they traded him. What more? We always talk about this. What more do you want? You have a young guy who's developing and getting better. He took that big leap. He's got a great contract, mm-hmm. relatively speaking. I mean, Bam Adebayo just got $55 million a year.
That NBA money is wild. It's only second to baseball money. Baseball money is
NBA money is bigger, but maybe, well, I guess
you're talking nowadays. $500 million contracts. And you want to talk about NBA,
but I don't get trading them. And they traded him for a couple of firsts and a couple of seconds. Yeah. One first is this year, the 14th pick. One first is in 2029, which I think Ben Standing said that the Commander Stadium will probably be built before they get to pick. And 2 seconds that are like in 2028, 20, whatever. So they went and got the 14th pick this year. Again.
And a horrible draft.
One of the worst drafts in recent memory. And so why do you need a pick this year for a guy who's done that, who has developed already? Mm-hmm. When I didn't like trading Bradley Beal, we all know that story, right? Why do you want to trade him for draft picks for unknowns? You're trading it for unknowns. You know what Denny Avdija is. And I don't even like Denny Avdija.
I know you don't even like Denny, which is crazy because I was all for Bradley Beal being traded because this was not a team for Bradley Beal anymore. You know, he was an aging, never a superstar, right? So, like, it was good to trade him and get some value out of there. With Denny, on the other hand, this is a guy who has potential. I'm going to throw a name out here, and it's not just because I'm a Thunder fan, and I don't want people to think that I'm going to say that this guy is going to take that same rise as SGA. Right. But this is what, like, Trav, you mentioned he was – you know, a good player on a bad team. Well, SGA was a budding good player on the Clippers, a bad team at the time that Oklahoma City took. And now he's one of the top talents in the NBA. And I'm not saying Denny's going to take that same rise, but I do think that Denny has the chance to be at least all-star talent. Which, as Stoner just mentioned, Bam getting $155 million contract, you know, that's where I can see him being, is at least that. And it doesn't make sense. Like, if you thought today, Trev, if you thought before this happened that Washington was going to trade a player, did you think that Denny was the one?
Yeah. Why not? You don't want to give away
Kuzma. I gave you all the reasons why not.
You don't want to give away Kuzma. You want to build around Kuzma. You don't want to give away the guy Bilal. You don't want to give away,
that's it.
Denny's just Denny's a jag, bro. I'm sorry to say it, but Denny's a jag. Why do you can't build your franchise around somebody who had one 40-point game. His contract was relatively low. Yeah, you got a first-round pick for him this year, but, like, it's the 14th pick in the bad draft, like you said, so it's really, like, doesn't really matter if it's a first-round, second-round. He was getting better, but, like, it's Denny Avdija. Like, no all-star appearances. And if we're going to put Bam's name in there, Bam's team has at least made to the finals, Eastern Conference Finals, NBA Finals. Bam might not show up in those things, but he gets them there. He's an all-star. He's a pretty good
player. No, I'm not comping him to Bam. I'm not comping him.
I know you're not, but like
that he is, you know, Denny can be an all-star.
Yeah, he can.
Bam has three all-star appearances.
New regime. Blow it up, dude. Denny Avdija? Really? It's Denny Avdija. Denny Avdija. Right. He got better in the last 20 or 30 games on a team that won barely 20 games.
Right.
SGA is a way better talent.
SGA is far and ahead, heads and shoulders. I didn't want people to think that was the
Stoner. It's Denny. It'll be fine.
No, I understand. I understand, Trev. What I'm saying about Denny, I'm not saying build around Denny. You're not building around a guy you just signed to a 4-year deal for relatively good money. That's the kind of guy you should have on your team. He's 23. He's gotten better and better and better and better in those 4 years. And last year, not only did he get better, but he made like a big jump up there. Mm-hmm. He averaged, I don't have it in front of me, but he averaged almost 20 points a game for a guy who couldn't shoot a lick when he got here, but could play defense. And all he did was just get better. He's 23. He's got a new 4-year team friendly contract. That's
when
not
did a, he sign that? Was that the contract before the regime came about? Was that with
no,
Tommy
no,
Shepard
I don't think them? So. Some maybe somebody can check that. No, I think this was under the new regime.
He averaged, by the way, 14.7 points a game, 7 rebounds, and 3.8 assists.
Right. Now, those aren't like great numbers. I'm not saying that he's a piece that you build around Denny. I'm not saying that at all. No. But he's a good piece to have. He's probably the same as, in terms of numbers and all that, he's the same as, let's say, someone around the league, a Buddy Hield. Okay, for example, the same sort of points and all of that. You don't build around Buddy Hield, but you need Buddy Hield on your team if you want to continue. And if Buddy Hield was 23 years old and just signed a team-friendly 4-year contract, why would you get rid of Buddy Hield?
Because maybe you don't like them anymore. I don't know.
I think if you have to think about a reason why they got rid of Denny, is the improvement came with him with the ball in hand, right? Like the biggest thing is he, much like he is for his team in Euros, he's a ball handler. And you know, right now he's still working on his left. He's still working on a shot here in the NBA. He's much better in the Euros. But he's in the NBA. He's better on ball than off ball. And I think if you're looking at why they would get rid of him, it's because they don't want the ball in his hand. And that's the only thing I can think of.
Whose hand?
And that's,
somebody
that's
other than Denny's. Question.
Jordan Poole. They want to make Jordan Poole a point guard. Wow. You don't build around Jordan Poole in his 30-some-odd million per year contract.
That's so also probably why they got rid of him. It wasn't a good fit.
Make that make sense with Jordan Poole.
I thought that was a horrible pickup.
Jordan Poole has a ring. I'm just saying, I know, like, whatever, but I know, but it's the NBA.
Jordan Poole,
rings matter.
Along with his ring, I think is second all time on Shaq and the Fool behind another former Wizard, McGee. So,
JaVale McGee.
Right, JaVale McGee was, I think, is number one on Shaq's and Fool. I think Jordan Poole is number two.
That's fine.
Don't build around a Jordan Poole. And I'm not saying you build around a Denny. But Denny is, with that contract and his improvement,
it's an important piece.
And they don't have any important pieces. You said build around Kuzma. I like Kuzma. You don't build around Kyle Kuzma. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, you have to pick
Kuzma's
somebody to
one I thought with that traded. Roster.
Say that again, Trev.
You got to build around somebody on that roster if you want to.
There's no one. There's no build arounds on the roster.
Right. So
there are no.
You have to name one. Yeah, there is no one.
You have a lot of. You have a lot of pieces. You have Kispert, who's a good 3-point shooter. You have Denny, who was an on the ball, you know, tall guy. You have Belial, who's a defensive dude. You have Kuzma, who is a great second option. You have Poole, who I just don't like on the basketball.
I despise Jordan Poole.
I cannot stand him.
On the basketball.
On the basketball.
Now, what if he comes out and averages 25 and you guys have won 40 games next year? You still going to despise him?
Yeah, probably. But that's.
Yeah, and then I'm also going to, you know, buy my lottery tickets and win those too.
And I'm also going to get that oceanfront property in Arizona.
That's shape, man.
By the way, the contract, 4 years, $55 million, was signed just this last fall.
Yeah, but doesn't kick in until next year.
So when did he sign that? Was that the old regime?
Season. Yes.
Was that old regime?
No, that's new regime. New regime was here all last year.
Okay.
New regime signed Jordan Poole. New regime signed Kyle Kuzma. That was new regime drafted Bilal Coulibaly.
Brian had asked this earlier. Have the Wizards ever been a good team since they changed the name?
Well, had mentioned
2017, they made the playoffs, won all this. I would also point out, and Brian knows this because Brian is a Washington or was a Bullets fan, stopped watching them with when they changed to the Wizards. But the Bullets weren't exactly winning games. I think Washington NBA franchise hasn't had a 50-win season since the 60s.
Oh my gosh,
that's 70s. I think they had 50-win seasons when they won their championship in 78.
Yeah, 78.
Many, but they had one 49-win year. And I believe their last two games, they rested their starters. Might have been the last three games because they had their playoff position locked up. And they lost them all, and they could have gotten to that 50-win plateau. But, yeah, they've had some good teams with the Beal and Wall. They got to the second round. I think that's as far as they got. But they did that a few times with them. And when Gilbert and Antoine and Larry Hughes, Brendan Antoine Haywood, James, those guys, they got here. They did pretty well then.
Michael Jordan.
Loved the Michael Jordan years.
They didn't make loved playoffs them. Either year, though.
No. Loved them. EP in the house.
EP!
Thanks for joining us, love. All right. Last thing before we wrap things up today. Washington has the 14th pick, courtesy of the trade of Denny. Stoner, you were Noster Stoner with the Kispert pick.
Yeah, right.
And I think you also picked Belisle last year.
Yeah, I did Belisle, but not with the pick that they took because they moved up one. So
they moved up one.
It's okay. Kind of a – but I did say that they're going to pick Belisle. And Alex Saar was – that was a lock. Everybody
knew. Yeah, that was – once it came out that he wasn't going one, you just knew he was going to go land in Washington. It was a little surprising that he wasn't going to go one, but that's not a conversation we're going to have here. The conversation I want to have now is, who do you think Washington picks at 14? We won't be on for that one. That's going to this NBA draft is going so slowly.
Exactly.
We are not going to be waiting around for that.
Well, the problem with this one is that I've only had like an hour's notice. They just picked up the 14th pick. Like an hour ago when they traded Denny. So I haven't had a chance to really study it, but let me just go with, I think I'm going to take the Pittsburgh's French freshman point guard, Bub Carrington.
Bub Carrington, what? Who is listed as the 15th best prospect left in the draft here. By the way, Klingon still available. Interesting, because he was one of the ones who people thought might go really high.
Oh, he'll go next. Whatever's next, I think he's next.
So Charlotte, the Hornets, going to take him.
God,
taking a point guard here just because you know Washington needs a point guard?
Yeah, I think a point guard is. I thought they were going to take the point guard possibly last year too. The kid from Arkansas. Where did he end up? Orlando, but. But they need a point guard and a big point guard. They don't need these Tyus Jones, these little 6 foot, 6'1" guys. They need a big guy. And I think he's a bigger kid. I think he's
6'4".
6'5", or 6'4". Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, they need a point guard of the future. They don't have the point guard of the future. Jordan Poole is not the point guard of the future on this team. So,
no.
Although he'll be the point guard next year.
Awful. What if they go with Duke's Jared McCain? Only 6'2".
No, I need a bigger guy. I need a 6'5", 6'6", dude.
What if Devin Carter from Providence Falls? He's 6'2", but he's ranked the 12th overall.
Nope. I need a big point. If I'm going point guard, I need a big point guard.
So you want maybe go European and Nikola Topic.
He's
intriguing. He's intriguing. 6'6".
He is.
Yeah.
Stop with the Europeans already.
Yeah, Washington loves the European guys.
They love anybody except Americans. They love, Belisle and Denny and Rui and
Saar.
And now Saar, all of those guys, yeah.
Well, we appreciate everybody joining us here for episode 179, where we finally got in some Washington Wizards talk as the NBA draft is going on right now. Gus, not in the house. Here this late, missing all this, so we'll have to see if he joins after the fact, as we will be posting this to all your favorite audio platforms. So make sure you give us a listen out there. Even if you don't listen, I'm gonna cheat a little bit, okay? Set it to auto downloads. That still helps us out on the numbers, which helps other people find us and means more people are joining the conversation when we stream live here, 7:30 Eastern on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. We appreciate everybody who's joined us. As Roger is telling you, make sure you hit that like button. And we are brought to you by, I can't say the last part because I actually got to finish out the rest of the parts here, but we're brought to you by Bet Online and Don't Sleep Energy. I'm Nathan. That's the Stoner. That's Trev. We are Ref the District. And until next time,
I have no idea what the Wizards are doing. No idea.
Be a fan.